Imagine you have the chance to inspire a child to want to be a writer. Wouldn't that be amazing? Well, today I'm going to talk about the benefits of school visits by local authors. Welcome to A Writer's Day podcast. Hello, and welcome to A Writer's Day podcast. My name is Ruth Douthit, and I'm an award-winning author of books for middle grade readers and the current president of Christian Writers of the West, the Arizona chapter of American Christian Fiction Writers. American Christian Fiction Writers, ACFW. You may have heard some of your favorite authors talking about this amazing organization. I urge you to join this organization today. If you are a writer who is serious about learning the craft, you need to be a member of ACFW. Visit their website today to see all the resources they offer writers. There's a blog with various posts from published authors, giving advice and motivation for you as a writer. There's contests that you can enter and register for the ACFW conference coming up this year. ACFW, a long-standing organization here to help writers just like you. School visits. I know you've heard of them, where local authors have a chance to visit local schools to talk about writing. Well, not too long ago, I came upon a blog post written by Carmen Oliver called Five Ways Author School Visits Benefit You. It was posted on a blog back in 2016, but I recently read it, and as I read her reasoning for visiting schools, I couldn't help but agree. She discussed in this blog post why local authors should make it a priority to visit schools. For the Read Across America event this month, I was honored to have been invited to speak at two local schools, James W. Rice Elementary School and St. Thomas the Apostle School. I had a terrific time talking to these wonderful students and meet their inspiring teachers. Now, since becoming a published author back in 2011, I have visited several schools in my area, and I always walk away feeling motivated to write just by seeing the interest in my stories from their amazing students. After visiting these two schools last week, I was more inspired than ever before to finish writing my books. These students were terrific, insightful, very well behaved, and they asked complex questions that impressed me. I could see how kind and loving and passionate the teachers were, and that was encouraging to me. So I thought in today's episode, I would provide a summary of Carmen Oliver's blog post explaining how her reasoning for school visits aligns with my own reasoning. And I hope by the end of this episode, you as an author will be inspired to go speak to students at a local school. So grab your favorite beverage, a comfortable chair, kick back and relax as we discuss the benefits of author visits to schools. Inspiring students. You know, when I was a kid, I loved it when adults came to visit our school. It usually meant we would receive some sort of gift or prize or something. And sometimes authors would inspire us with their books and stories about their lives. I remember one time a violinist from the Phoenix Symphony came to play for us. A local author came and she showed us how to draw horses, and I've used her techniques ever since. And I always remember the authors who would come and donate their books to our school. As an author, inspiring students is probably the number one reason I visit schools. And I'm often saddened when I talk to children today and discover that they don't know what they want to be when they grow up, or that they've never been told that they can achieve their dreams. And this is why when I come speak to students, I share my writing journey with them. I detail how I went from being a shy student in the classroom who drew pictures all day because I had so much trouble making friends, and I was inspired to follow my dreams of being an artist by excellent teachers who came across my path. And then I tell them how that shy child became an adult, working on her book for 4 years, every night, sometimes until midnight. So think about it. Why not visit a local school? This is your chance to inspire students. Meeting an adult who was also a shy, awkward kid sitting in a classroom with big dreams means something to these students. They can connect to you right away. When I told them that I was tall and skinny and awkward and shy, I saw several of the students nodding their head in agreement because they understood what I was talking about. Kids love books. That's another reason to go. Well, you may think that because you write romance or women's fiction or some other genre popular with adults, that you have nothing really to say to kids. Not true. Think about it. If your writing journey begins with your love of books and you were a reader when you were in school, then you have something in common with the students that you're talking to. Now, I was not a big reader of fiction when I was a kid, and so I share with them how I used to love to read nonfiction books about animals or science, and how my favorite class was library. And I would run inside the library and find the first book about horses, sit down at a table, and immediately start drawing pictures of horses. And every time I share that story, I look and see a few students who can identify with me right away because they love to read nonfiction books too. So if your book isn't an age-appropriate book, it doesn't mean you can't bring a couple of popular kids' books to donate to their library. When you tell them that, you'll make their day, trust me. If you do write kids' books, bring a few copies of your book to donate to their library, even if it is a book sale. You can sell some, but you can also donate some. Now, I tend to sell a few books, but I also tell my students that my books will be available to check out in their library. There's always a few kids at the schools who can't afford to buy one of your books. So when you tell them that your book will be at the library, they love that. And most librarians I meet will tell you that the books you donate will be checked out for months because of the interest that you created. Now, we all know the benefits of reading. So one of the biggest benefits to your school visit will be to inspire kids to read, especially boys. Yeah, they have to read books, probably for their book reports or their English class, but you're inspiring them to pick up a book and read it. Now, we all know how important writing is, too. When I was a teacher, I would talk to parents at our school curriculum night, and I would always remind them to read to their students, but also to write with them, too. That's the two things we all will do for the rest of our lives, read something and write something. So I used to encourage them, let your students see you writing something, an email or a card or a letter. So, by going to a school and sharing your writing story, you are encouraging students to write, whether it's poetry, stories, letters, anything. I always remind 8th graders when I talk to them of the importance of effective communication. That includes writing, and it will help them in their academic career. So your school visit will increase reading and writing skills. You'll increase cognitive skills too, like vocabulary improvement and memorization or recall. This is why programs like Reading Across America are celebrated by schools, bookstores, and even hospitals all over America. Consider being a part of it for next year. Teachers love books. By visiting a school, you are also providing teachers with a chance to read your book. You can drop off your book or books ahead of time, and the teachers will read them. So that way, when you're there to talk to them, they can talk to their students about your story. Or leading up to your visit, they can get the students excited about your book. Teachers model good behavior, so by seeing their teachers read, students will want to read. And the teacher will be able to spread the word around the school about how good your book is, especially to parents who, let's face it, are the ones who are going to buy your book. And that is a win-win situation right there. The Curriculum Connection. It would do you best to find out what the possible curriculum is at the school that the class you're going to be speaking to is going through before you arrive. Whether your book is fiction or nonfiction, be sure to let the teachers know a little bit about your story. You can also provide some discussion questions or materials for teachers to use before your visit, so that you can review them while you're there. For instance, if your book is historical fiction, provide some information about the era that your book covers. Or maybe you have a book of poetry, an English lesson. Whatever your story is, see if it aligns to the curriculum that the school is covering at that time. For instance, the book I spoke about at these recent school visits was about bullying. I noticed that one teacher had a bullying prevention poster inside her classroom. As I read through the poster before the students arrived, I realized this will be perfect, a great opportunity for me to talk about bullying and then transition into my story. So, I had students discuss bullying while we were discussing my story at the same time. By aligning your book to the curriculum, this could be your chance to maybe have your book become part of the school reading list. Wouldn't that be nice? And as the teachers in the classroom listen to your presentation, they'll see your passion and want to have you return to talk to the students for the next year. I'm telling you, it can be a wonderful opportunity all around. Give gifts. When you arrive, don't arrive empty-handed. This is a perfect chance for you to give out free copies of your book or another book that you love to read or the most popular kids' book out right now. Or any other gifts. Bookmarks are very popular. Pens, pencils, erasers, any kind of trinkets. Kids love it when you bring them free stuff. Now, because I'm an artist, and I talk about how I used to draw all the time in school when I was a kid, I bring copies of my artwork, my pen and ink drawings for students, when I come visit. And I leave them with the teacher, and I say, you know, kids, if you're good, I'm sure your teacher will make copies of these drawings for you to have. 9 out of 10 times, they're very excited to own those copies. Sometimes I even leave behind an original painting of Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or Chronicles of Narnia with the librarian as a parting gift. By giving these gifts, along with my books, I'm leaving behind a little piece of my heart to this school. It's a chance for me to be remembered long after I'm gone. And it's a chance to inspire the students. Not all the students in the classes are going to be writers. Some of them will be artists. And so I tap into them and their interests as well. And I promise you, after you're finished, the students will come up to you and want to talk to you. They'll want to see your gifts that you brought. So make sure you bring something, postcards with your books on them or bookmarkers, anything that you can leave behind to make that connection with the students. They will love it, I promise you. Inspire. About 9 years ago, I had my first school visit. My book, The Dragon Forest, had just come out, and I was invited to speak at the Madison Heights School District. When I went there, I came with an original painting of Star Wars and some books to give away to their library. And as I spoke to them, I shared my writing journey with its ups and downs. You see, after I wrote my book in 2008, I sent it out to 17 different publishers and received 17 rejections. I explained to my students that after that, I wanted to give up. I felt, well, maybe this just isn't going to happen for me. I wrote a book, which is more than what most people can say, and so maybe that was enough for now. But then I persisted and found a small publisher who believed in my story and published my book. And after 22 years of working on this story, I finally held a copy in my hand. After explaining this 22-year story to my students, afterwards, this little girl approached me and told me that I inspired her. She went on to explain how she used to write poetry every day but had stopped. But after hearing my story, she said she was going to start writing poetry again. Boy, I tell you what, it doesn't get much better than that. I told her, "Thank you. You are the reason why I came today." So after all this, I hope you as an author will consider a school visit so that you can see for yourself how just by your presentation, just by your being there, you can inspire kids to read more and write more. You have a chance to change a child's life for the better. And you have a chance to show them how much you care. Whether your story is for kids or not won't matter. You just being there to talk to them, to motivate them, will mean the world to them when they see that a former student like them is now an adult coming back into the schools to give them hope that yes, they too can achieve their dreams. Who wouldn't want to be that person? Sharing your writing story with other people is the best way to motivate them to start working on their story to completion. I hope that today's episode has given you some ideas, some motivation to want to go to local schools and talk to the students about your story. But most importantly, I hope that this episode has given you inspiration to keep going forward on your writing journey, one step at a time. So keep writing. And until next time, God bless.